You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Hey there, I'm your host Brian Lush, and before we get into our premiere edition of Aboriginal Sounds, I would like to take a few seconds to talk about some recent events. September 11th, 2001 was a day that changed everything and us forever, and I don't want to get into whether it made us better or worse, but I will say that when I found out that the architect behind that terrible day was shot to death, there might have been a sigh of relief, but the damage done by this one man is still there, and the aftermath of that day has resulted in endless war. Now we are a people demanding photos of the killing, and while I find that sort of thing shocking, nothing shocked me more than the code name given to this terrorist. You see, Geronimo was man enough to face his enemy. He didn't murder thousands of people. He simply sought to hold on to his way of life, something that all native people and non-native people are trying to do in these uncertain times. With that being said, the premiere of Aboriginal Sounds is respectfully dedicated to Geronimo. Rockwired Media is pleased to present Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. This premiere edition features music and an exclusive interview with Grammy-nominated recording artist Jana Mashoni and music from recording artists from throughout Indian country. Stick around for more. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to our first ever edition of Aboriginal Sounds right here at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush. To do a show that is for and about contemporary native music from America and Canada has been a dream of mine since I've been doing radio. This is our chance to shine a light on native artists and business people within the music industry, and the first artist to be highlighted in this weekly series is Tuscarora Lumbee recording artist Jana Mashoni, an artist who understands all too well the music industry from both an artistic and a business perspective. As an artist, she has released 2 Grammy-nominated CDs of traditional music, and for her latest release, New Moon Born, she embraces a soulful, contemporary sound. As a businesswoman, she is the founder of her own label, Miss Molly Records, which releases her own music, as well as music from artists such as Beth Hart and Murray. Personally, I couldn't think of a better artist to help kick the show off. I had a chance to speak with Jana about her career, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From her CD, New Moon Born, here is Jana Mashoni with Solid Ground. former CD New Moon Born, that was Jana Mashone with Solid Ground. Visit Jana at her official website, www.janamashone.com. I had a chance to catch up with Jana regarding her latest release and approaching the business as both an artist and an entrepreneur. Here's how the interview went.
Well, your most recent release is New Moon Born, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the completed work?
Well, I'm really proud of it. I mean, because it took me about a year, almost a year and a half to complete it, because basically myself and my producer, partner, writing partner, Stefan Galp, is basically doing everything. I mean, I play piano and keyboards and all the whole record. I'm doing all my background. I'm happy with production. So it was a lot of work. So I feel, I'm not too precious about it, but I'm very happy that it was, was completed and I got it done. I've gotten a lot of great response on the record and, so far. And, I've had a couple of, awards associated with it. So I'm very happy with it. I mean, obviously, as an artist, I'm never totally content with how things are. There's always things I can change, and then I listen to it, a year and a half later, and I'm like, oh, okay, I could change that, I can do this differently. So I'm never, ever really satisfied, because it's always a work in progress, with music and what we do as an artist. So, but of course I loved, at that moment what I was feeling and what I was writing about was, really my truth at that time and what I was feeling. So, it was my way to get that out. It was like my catharsis.
And how do you think that release is different from the previous albums?
Well, it's definitely different stylistically, because my previous albums, the two previous albums were very more traditional Native American music, what people would consider traditional, and some people would just associate with, when they think of Native music, they might think New Age. And so my last album was very much kind of a New Age feel, with some traditional instruments and language, and then the prior album was all traditional language. So the New Moon Born is definitely more contemporary. It's kind of a soulful R&B, little bluesy kind of style. So it's completely different stylistically. So I wanted to do that. I love soul music. I love, blues music, so I'm kind of wanted to do a record that way anyway, and so it's definitely different. But I love doing different things. I don't think that it's not fun for me to do the same record many times over. I always have to evolve and do something different because I get bored otherwise.
I see. And how have people reacted from the transformation from, a traditional artist to a more contemporary one?
Well, there are some who say, well, can you do another album that's traditional, or can you do this, I want another album like this. I had American Indian Story, which was my Grammy nominated album. They want American Indian Story Part 2. And, I understand that. I understand, that some people want to hear the same thing. There are fans who like, New Moon Born, but they were, I think, expecting the next album to be, like the last one. So, but I think people are just regular fans, just regular people who are just listening, people are not industry. They're open to a lot of things, and I think that people see that I'm not just one type of artist that could be labeled as this. I don't want to be labeled as this type of artist. I like to do different things, and even though that makes the industry crazy, I think fans and people just want to hear music they like, and I think they, if they like or they don't like it, they don't really care the style, they just want to hear good music. So I don't think they were too disappointed, but I did have a few people who made light of the fact that they wanted to hear that same album again. So, can't please everybody.
And how did music begin for you? How did that start?
I started playing piano when I was about 7 or 8, and that's how music came into my life. My father was a musician. He had a band in the 60s, and he had a small record deal, but he was a singer and a drummer, and my brother was a drummer, and he's older than me, and so music was always in the family. But I didn't really catch on. I mean, I played piano, but it wasn't like, it was more like I was kind of forced to be in music because my father and my brother were. But then I started singing in high school, and started kind of seeing that side of me and other people heard my voice, and they're like, you really should do something with this. And at the time I was thinking, you know, I wanted to go to college, which I did. I graduated college and, you know, kind of did that, and but during those times I was in a small band back in North Carolina, and I got discovered basically when I was doing this gig by a Motown producer, and from there it took off. I was signed with Curb Records, which has the big country label. They have Leanne Rimes and Tim McGraw, but they were kind of wanting to do something a little bit different with me as a you know, as a pop artist. So through that and through a couple other labels since then, it kind of, you know, it's turned into me now having my own label with a joint venture with Sony, which is actually the first Native American own label with Sony records they've ever done. So I'm kind of proud of that. But you know, it's taken a few years for me to find my voice. You know, when I first came out, a record label specifically, I won't name names, but wanted to turn me into like a Latina artist because I have an ethnic look. And you know, I'm like, well, I took Spanish in high school and college, but you know, I'm not. You know, with that mandatory, you know, gotta take a language, so I took Spanish. And you know, they wanted me to be like, oh, you could be like Jennifer Lopez, and she, you know, you'd be, you know, but you know, I couldn't do that. That's who I am. I'm not, you know, I couldn't pretend that long.
Right.
So it's taken a while for, you know, to get people to understand, okay, well, this is what I want to do. I am Native. My music is, you know, I have cultural music, but I also do other things. So it's kind of like, you know, getting around that. For a lot of it, it's, you know, my introduction's always been Native American artists, and it's not just Jana. It's always like, well, she's Native American. So, and we've kind of put that out there, but, you know, when you think about it, to me, it's more about the music. It's, at the end of the day, you want people to like your music, and I happen to be Native, and that's great. But, you know, you want people to like your music. As an artist, we crave that. We have complexes. We need that. We need it. So we need that, that affirmation, I guess. So, but, it's been a great journey, starting, you know, when I originally started versus now, not knowing that I would be at this place when I had, you know, this producer who came up to me during a gig, and he just said, well, I have this song, I can get you a record deal. And at that time I was thinking, how can somebody get me a record deal? I don't, you know, I had been in the studio once before, so I had no experience with anything. So I kind of, at that time I thought he was just, you know, trying to tell me something, just trying to sell me something. And so, yeah, it turned out to be a good move for me.
I see. And running your own label in conjunction with Sony, talk about what that's like.
Well, it's pretty, it's interesting because it's definitely taken a back seat to, it's not all about Jana, because we've got, it's not just my music, but I've got two other artists, and myself and Stephen Galfus, who's my partner, we, you know, running the label, and we've got two great female artists, Beth Hart, who is an amazing blues singer. I mean, she's been out. She had a song called L.A. Song 2 years ago. She came, you know, she's got a deal out in Europe, but she's signed with us in the U.S. on Miss Molly Records, and we're launching her record out here. This is like her launch year, so we're kind of doing some free things. I mean, she's done a few shows here, but mainly she's been doing Europe.
Right.
And now we're right now in the process of getting photos done and like a whole image and everything else. No, Beth is like the other artist. Her name is Mare, and it's Marre. She is a Colombian singer. Colombia meaning Colombia, South America. She is a 21-year-old, kind of like a pop rock, kind of like Avril Lavigne meets Shakira.
I see.
She's a great artist. She's young, very fresh that we've got. You know, we're working on some English things for her to break out in the U.S., and so we've got the three of us right now are the artists, and it's fun because I love being on the other side and kind of it's not the focus on me anymore. It's about helping other artists, and obviously, they're already talented artists, if you know about that part, and kind of just, get her out here and have the world see her again, because a lot of people already know about her, but we're just honored to have her on our label. But yeah, it's exciting. I mean, it's a lot of hard work though, because it's a lot of business I don't want to deal with. I want to do the artistic stuff. I don't want to deal with the business stuff. But it is, it's just a lot of work. So doing that plus, working on new material with these artists, as well as my own, very busy.
Visit Jana at her official website, www.janamashoni.com. From her CD, New Moon Born, here is Jana Mashoni once again with Sunday Morning. are listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwire.com. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired May Artist of the Month, Mass Chemistry and their electrifying self-titled debut CD. In an age where rock and roll has been kicked aside, Mass Chemistry kicks back with vicious guitar licks and instantly memorable arrangements. For anyone who believes that rock and roll ain't what it used to be, give this band a spin. With tracks such as You Know, Everything, and Shadows, this is a debut not to be missed. Mass Chemistry and their self-titled debut CD, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at masschemistry.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. When Darkness Falls and their forthcoming CD, Bloodstone. Check out When Darkness Falls next Thursday right here at Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're kicking off our premiere edition with singer-songwriter Jana Michonne and her latest release, New Moon Born. I had a chance to catch up with Jana regarding the new album and balancing the art and the business side of her career. Here's how the rest of the interview went.
And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process for you. How does that work?
It usually starts for me, I guess you can say my last album, it kind of happened organically. I was trying to come up with maybe doing a concept album, which I had done on my previous album, which was very easy because the concept album, once I had a concept, I had already had, like, the outline of the song, like, done. So I thought about, well, should I have another concept album, but I decided against it because I just had songs that just started coming to my head. I mean, I play piano, so that's how it usually starts off, with me, it's a melody. And then, as far as words and what I want to say, I mean, I know what I want to say, it's just melodies kind of move me more than anything first. So I kind of had all these melodies together, and they weren't really sounding like they were kind of coming into a concept album. They weren't kind of gelling together, so I just said, well, let me just do a bunch of songs. So we had about 30 songs written before I put them all together and for this New Moon Born album. And they were just, I mean, they're just, honestly, it was really about songs that I just, how I was feeling at that time. It wasn't anything that you know, I felt that I needed to, I mean, there's always things I feel like I need to say, but it wasn't things that are just, it was just how I was feeling at that time. I mean, there's songs I listen to now and, you know, that are songs that I know the intense emotions I was feeling at the time because of another person, I don't feel anymore. I mean, I relate to what happened, but it's been, you know, a year later, and I don't feel this way. You know, I felt like I kind of got it out with that song. So that's what's great about it, because I love how music just kind of, you know, it changes. Like, it kind of goes with, you know, it's like a snapshot of my life at that time. You know, and it could be painful, too. So, but yeah, it usually with me, it starts off with the music, and then I'm kind of moved by that, and there's things I don't want to say. Of course, I'm working with Stephen Galfis, who's, you know, a legendary producer. I mean, he used to do BLO, Case in the Sunshine Band, George Clinton, Gap Band, Cool in the Gang, Cher. I mean, he's worked with Striper, Meatloaf. So anyway, he's worked with tons of amazing artists, so it's an honor for me to write with him as well. So he'll have an idea, and then I'll come up with piano or vice versa. So we're hand in hand.
I see. And with that being said, what songs off of New Moon Born resonate for you the most, and why?
Well, there's two songs, and one mainly because I had this, and this is what's great about art. You can come together, and the collaborative nature of art was fantastic, because I had a melody, basically I had the whole song, and then I had the chorus, and I had the verses, I don't think I had a bridge, but I had basically the whole structure of this song. I didn't know what to do with it. It was a very, a melancholy song, it's called Sunday Morning, and at that time I didn't have a name for it, because I just had this really melancholy melody, and I'd already had a couple of songs I'd written that were, had kind of gotten out my pain and my angst about a certain relationship. So I was like, well, I can't do another song like this. But, so I showed it to Stephen, I played it for him, and he's like, you know, he has been wanting to write a song about a special person in his life, or, you know, relationship. So he, came up with the idea of writing a song about this person. And so I was like, it's great. And he immediately felt a connection with the melody, and, you know, Sunday Morning is, you know, it's a significant day for him, and so I thought it was appropriate to call the song that. So it just came from there, that song, as well as another song called Solid Ground. And Solid Ground, again, I had a melody, and I wanted to write a song about a person in my life that I felt was kind of struggling and kind of needed some guidance, and it was a song for this person, and it was about reaching out to them and saying, I'll be there for you. And so Stephen heard it, and he said, well, I've got a great chorus for this, and so we kind of came together. But those two songs really are really special songs, because they're specifically about certain people. And, you know, it's just, and there's a few other songs that are just more of a general statement about, you know, worldviews, about things and about life. But those two songs are specifically one of the two that are about the people. So yeah, those are the songs that kind of really speak more to myself and to him, I guess.
And just reading about you, it seems like the creativity doesn't really stop with music. I mean, you've also got a couple of jewelry lines, and you got a book out, or a novel coming out. Talk about the novel.
Yeah. Well, the jewelry line, I would say, just off the record, well, not off the record, on the record, is defunct. I don't have time to do jewelry, so I've stopped with it. I did it for a while, and I just could not keep up with it, and so I just said, you know what, let me just put that on hold. The book, though, is based on my American Indian Story album, from a couple years ago, and it's, again, the concept album that, that I turned into a book. It's a fictional fantasy adventure book. It's labeled young adult, but I've had adults read it, and they're like, it's kind of like a Harry Potter. So even though Harry Potter is considered young adult, adults read it. So it's that type of book.
I see.
But it's about this young girl, Shakuna, and she has all these powers. She comes to the New World. She's native, and it's just about her, you know, like discovery, but, you know, it's kind of adventure and it's just fantasy. So it's a really fun book about the native people before Columbus and thousands of years ago and her journey. But it's not a historical fiction. It's actually a really fun book. And that, to me, was, that took about a half of, well, it took about 6 months, and it's still kind of in its editing stage. I continue to edit, but that one, writing a book is, I mean, I thought just writing songs were hard. I mean, writing a book is like another level of focus and, drive, and I don't know how, honestly, just to be an author, like if I did it for a living, I don't know how people do that because it's so much focus and intense. I mean, it's very intense because it's a very solitary and lonely thing to write because it's just yourself. Even though Stefan also worked on it, you know, I live 12 states, you know, away. I mean, I live completely, you know, nowhere near him. So as far as writing, it's kind of like we're writing separately, and then our ideas kind of, we just like work together and hopefully they mesh. But, you know, when you're allotting like 12 hours a day to write, it's very lonely. Very lonely. It's not collaborative, which I'm used to. You know, with music, you know, you're working with a producer or engineer or another writing partner or a musician. This is just myself and a computer, just with a blank, you know, a blank screen coming up with ideas. And it's, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I'm very proud of the book and that we finished it and that we've got it. But it's definitely a challenge to stay focused and not get completely, I had to say, okay, I have to spend this amount of hours, I have to write this many words every single day or it wouldn't have gotten done and it would be sitting, you know, it would just still be on the computer. So I'm very happy with that, and we're on a small publishing label now, but we're looking to get major publishing on the book. But it is available on my website. Right now. So, yeah, I'm very happy with it.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard your music?
I want people to feel good. I mean, even though I have songs that are really gut-wrenching songs that are deeply personal that I know thousands of people, millions of people can relate to, because it's really about space things, about love and caring for somebody else, or just emotions that we all have. So I want people to go with me on that journey, because the songs are kind of up and down, and there's some songs that you're filling your heart out and you're crying, but the next song you just feel up and you're beat. So I want people to take that journey with me, but feel good at the end. And the last song of the album is basically thanking everyone for listening to the album and thanking them for being on a journey with me. So I ended the album definitely up and positive, because I think that's really, you know, in my shows and when I meet people, I want people to feel good about themselves and feel positive, because we have enough negativity in the world where everybody says everything sucks and they've seen it and they've done it. You know, this is not special. You want people to feel like there's still something to live for. There's still positive things in this world. There's great things, and not everyone is, you know, BS with you. And, you know, I want people to feel that it's positive, but I'm also genuine. So, you know, because I think a lot of that's missing in our world today is a lot of superficiality, and I don't want people to feel that way about me. I want them to feel like I'm a friend to them. And so, yeah, that's kind of how I want people to feel.
Visit Jana at her official website, www.janamashoney.com. From her CD, New Moon Born, here is Jana Mashoney with First Nations guitarist Derek Miller with the Sam Cooke classic, A Change Is Gonna Come.
Was born by the river in a little tent, and oh, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long coming, but I know a change gonna come. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, a long
Original Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwire.com. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired May Artist of the Month, Mass Chemistry and their electrifying self-titled debut CD. In an age where rock and roll has been kicked aside, Mass Chemistry kicks back with vicious guitar licks and instantly memorable arrangements. For anyone who believes that rock and roll ain't what it used to be, give this band a spin. With tracks such as You Know, Everything, and Shadows, this is a debut not to be missed. Mass Chemistry and their self-titled debut CD, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at masschemistry.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwire.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. When Darkness Falls and their forthcoming CD, Bloodstone. Check out When Darkness Falls next Thursday right here at Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome to the second half of our premiere edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and for the second half of our show, we'll be featuring some great music from throughout Indian country. I'm going to kick this block of music off with a band that we'll be featuring on next week's show. Based on the Acoma Pueblo Reservation of New Mexico, When Darkness Falls is on the verge of releasing their latest CD, Bloodstone, a follow-up to their acclaimed 2008 debut, A New Defense. For their forthcoming release, here is When Darkness Falls with a live rendition of Stay.
Out! ain't no stopping her. Bring up the temperature, you can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be on it, she cannot be bought. I said, yeah, mama, ain't no controlling her. Bring up the temperature, call to the warriors. Bring on the troops, bring the tanks and your soldiers. She will not be home no more, we taking over. Yeah, mama, ain't no stopping her. Bring up the temperature, you can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be on it, she will not be bought. I said, yeah, mama, ain't no controlling her. Bring up the temperature, move for your culture. Move, giving all, giving the same tools that you. What you've been given to stay true, don't lose. Side of the struggle, we all cruise at you. Don't let the institution control your own views. Get educated and you can build your own schools. Be independent but think collective, no rules. Nobody rules you or your thoughts are that true. Mama Earth providing the crops, we love you. Mama, ain't no stopping her. Bring up the temperature, you can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be owned. She would not be by. I said, they want an offshore drill on her, make oil spill on her, put landfill on her, clear cut mill on her, bid while killing her, print dollar bill on her, make man willing to rape man, pillager, it's over. Enter the cops out on the block, getting they quota. Temperature drops and everybody getting colder. Who is a controller? Mama gon' show ya. You can never tame her, train her, or control her. You can only worship, caretaker, and holder. Mama is the life giver, taker, and owner of our spirit, mind, and body. Our life we owe her. Some will never know her power and never show her love and affection. She will never lose. Mama Earth providing our life. We love you. Mama.
From their album You Forgot About Us, that was Audio Pharmacy with Mama. They are just one of the many artists that will be featured in future editions of Aboriginal Sounds. To check out the programming schedule for Aboriginal Sounds, simply go to rockwire.com/aboriginalsounds.html. Up next is the Mandan Hidatsa punk rock sister act called Miracle Dolls, fronted by Danielle and Desiree De La Rosa. From their album Thieves and Guns, here are the Miracle Dolls with California Here I Come.
We'll be right back.
listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwire.com. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired May Artist of the Month, Mass Chemistry and their electrifying self-titled debut CD. In an age where rock and roll has been kicked aside, Mass Chemistry kicks back with vicious guitar licks and instantly memorable arrangements. For anyone who believes that rock and roll ain't what it used to be, give this band a spin. With tracks such as You Know, Everything, and Shadows, this is a debut not to be missed. Mass Chemistry and their self-titled debut CD, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at masschemistry.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwire.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. When Darkness Falls and their forthcoming CD, Bloodstone. Check out When Darkness Falls next Thursday right here at Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, giving it up for some rather fine music from throughout Indian country. If you like what you hear, but don't have the time to listen all the way through, this show will be up for all time. Or you can simply download it by scrolling to the bottom of the page and click where it tells you to do so. We are continually looking for new music to feature on this show, so if you know someone or are in a band yourself and you happen to be Indian, just shoot me an email at djlush@rockwire.com. Up next, I've got Deborah Eyal, the former lead singer of the new wave band Romeo Void. In 2010, she released her solo CD, Stay Strong. And from that CD, here is Deborah with Bring It.
Yet you can't bet I've come around. control me. You don't even know me. Your own reflection is all that you see. I keep bringing it when I get pushed around. But if I'm not dead yet, you can bet I'll come around. You may not think too much of me. Just to look at me, all I can say is just you wait. Just you.
From their album, The Acoustic Sessions, that was Mato Nanji and his band Indigenous with Now That You're Gone. And that was just one of the folks to be featured very soon on an upcoming edition of Aboriginal Sounds. To check out the programming schedule for Aboriginal Sounds, simply go to rockwire.com/aboriginalsounds.html. Up next is a hip-hop band based in on the Rosebud Sioux Reservation of South Dakota. They are called Nake Nula Waun, which in Lakota means I am ready at all times for anything. From their CD Scars and Bars, here is Nake Nula Waun with Heart Is On Fire.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Got it in my soul, soul. Let you go. Let you go. Music's in my soul, soul. It's in my soul, soul. Got it in my soul, soul.
In my mind, in my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I'm a storm on the mic, thoughts are born on the bass. Hot when I rock cake, see the scorn on their face. I show, I prove, so marvelous. Dropping this hotness like lava, it's return of the ghost, my tomb where my heart lie. You feel the boom in your womb and my beat high. You wanna chill, wanna cruise with a sweet guy. But I'm with the game, I can't let the beads I wait. Resuscitate, if I left I'd leave you less to hate. I'm a beast, you can't domesticate. Estimate, I'm great, well let's debate. I slide reverse, blood curdling words. So fly on a beat, I be hurtling birds. Won't shut your mouth when I put it in words. I will take your girl and it's azure. It is, put your headphones on. Sway to the beat when I rock. Put y'all to bed, bed. So long up in my head,
I'm gone.
In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I need a fireproof blanket cause I'm burning up. You say stop, drop and roll, but that ain't enough. It's like trying to put out a grease fire with water, but truth be told, it only makes me high. The most like set this whole itch up in flame. Me, I'm up, man, looking like me, man. God, this she won't hear me complain. I do more than maintain. If bitch had issues, dog, she knows my name. We ain't one and the same. In the booth, I reign supreme. Do the issue, hit for my team. Make sure my niggas get seen on stage. Never in the cage. Will I be? Hell no, that ain't the life for me. It took way too long for my soul to be free. And I still got a heart of liquid nitrogen. While I spit that ish mixed with oxygen. Lethal combustion without a question. And don't doubt me, this is my weapon. So here's your lesson, pencils out. If it's too hot, then just get out.
In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control. Feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. In my mind, oh I can't complain. In my soul, lose control. Feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire.
Listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwire.com. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired May Artist of the Month, Mass Chemistry and their electrifying self-titled debut CD. In an age where rock and roll has been kicked aside, Mass Chemistry kicks back with vicious guitar licks and instantly memorable arrangements. For anyone who believes that rock and roll ain't what it used to be, give this band a spin. With tracks such as You Know, Everything, and Shadows, this is a debut not to be missed. Mass Chemistry, and their self-titled debut CD. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at masschemistry.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. When Darkness Falls and their forthcoming CD, Bloodstone. Check out When Darkness Falls next Thursday right here at Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. We are at the last leg of our premiere edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and we've been featuring some great music from throughout Indian country. Up next, I've got the soulful sound of Martha Redbone, who is putting the finishing touches on her forthcoming CD. In putting this series together, getting to know Martha has been a real treat. She will be featured in a forthcoming edition of Aboriginal Sounds, and it is one of the most revealing interviews I've ever done, and I can't wait for everyone to hear it. From her NAMI-winning CD, Skin Talk, here is Martha Redbone with Hard Livin'.
Put a spell on me, and now I'm tripping so low.
From his CD, Derek Miller with Double Trouble, that was Derek Miller with The Ecstasy of You. He's been featured on our other show, Rockwired Radio Profiles, but keep your eyes and ears open for an appearance on Aboriginal Sounds. To check out the programming schedule for Aboriginal Sounds, simply go to rockwired.com/aboriginalsounds.html. Last but not least, we've got an electrifying band from the Tehachapi Navajo Reservation in New Mexico called the Plateros. From their CD Hang On, here are the Plateros with You're All I'm Dreaming Of.
I gave a star your name, brought a tear to your eye, brought a tear to your eye. I give you all I can give, love you all I can love. You got my heart in your hands, just let me be your man. You're all I'm dreaming of. I've got you on my mind. Got a good love in my soul. I play the fool for your smile. Your spell is taking its toll. Your spell is taking its toll. Whoa. I give you all I can give, love you all I can love. You got my heart in your hands, just let me be your man. And when I'm without you, you're all I'm dreaming of. You're all I'm dreaming of.
That's going to do it for this edition of Aboriginal Sounds. A special thanks goes out to Jana Michoni and to Michelle Slater and Stefan Golfus of International Talent Organization. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
The game, but I feel the same. I looked out at the moon.